who here tonight loves to hold babies? Just two people? Jan's got both her hands up there in the back there. I've held many babies. Countless times I've held a baby in my arms and looked down, and I've wondered, what will this child be? I can think of no act in life that is more full of hope than holding a baby. I held each of my children within minutes of their birth, and each time I was filled with awe and wonder. Each time was a holy moment beyond explanation. And so here we are at Christmas Eve, traditionally known as Advent 5, and we are drawn to Zechariah's prophecy when his son John was born. Zechariah praised God when his son was born. He praised God for the promises that God made. He praised God for the promises that God kept. He praised God for the promises that was in his son, because he knew that his son was created for a purpose. He knew that his son John would be called a prophet. He knew that his son would go before the Lord to prepare the way. And he knew that his son would tell the people how to be saved through the forgiveness of their sins. Zechariah was filled with joy at the birth of his son, and so he praised God. However, tonight I want you to know that God rejoices no less for you than he did for his son Zechariah did for his son. Zechariah so loved his son that he got a glimpse of him through God's eternal eyes. And therefore, God so loves you that he has laid out a path for you to follow. God has given you something that makes you uniquely you. There's something in you that transcends your employment. There's something in you that transcends labels, gender, race, or status. God has created you for a purpose and with a purpose, and is calling you to that purpose even tonight. You were created to do no less than John once did, to prepare the way of the Lord and to show the people the way to salvation through the forgiveness of sins. So God has called you to your life. So my friends, let your life speak. Let nothing get in the way of being that person that you are, the person God has called you to be. Zechariah claimed in his prophecy that through the birth of Jesus, we have been rescued from the power of our enemy so that we could serve him without fear. We need no longer fear. We need no longer to hide from God or from others. We need to be free to use our gifts that God has granted us for God's purpose. We can serve God in our homes. We can serve God in our church. We can serve God in our workplace. We can serve God with our hearts, our hands, our feet, our minds. We are free to love God because it is only in freedom that love is possible tonight. We are free to love ourselves because we know that we are created in the image of God, that is love. And we are free to love others because God has called us to do no less. Now, fear is powerful. Fear can be overwhelming. When we sit in the shadow of death, fear can be crippling. Many of us have experienced that kind of fear. We have experienced that kind of sorrow or loss. When the chaos of the world is too much to bear, we sit in the shadow. When the diagnosis is positive and the prognosis is not optimistic, we sit in the shadow. When we fail to love as we were called to love, we sit in the shadow. Some would say, and some would claim, that God does not go where God is not wanted. Such a claim stands in direct opposition tonight to the claim of Christmas. The claim of Christmas is that God goes where God is not expected and is not wanted. God goes where it once seemed impossible. God breaks through the cosmos and tears through the curtain and he crumbles our dividing walls. Christmas makes the audacious and spectacular claim that God was made flesh, that God was made a baby. The claim of Christmas is that God broke through the darkness. As Zechariah says in verses 78 to 79, God's love and kindness will shine upon us like the sun that rises in the sky, on us who live in the dark shadow of death. This light will shine to guide us into a life of peace. Through our willfulness, humanity, that's us, has created many dark and terrible places. The shadow of death at times looms large over our world, but in the midst of darkness, a baby is born. Zechariah saw the great purpose of his son's life. People wondered, what will this child be? We know John grew up to be the voice in the wilderness that cried out, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And as we reflect this Christmas Eve on Zechariah's song of praise, what then will you be? For what purpose have you been created? My prayer for this church, for you here, is that you would use what you have been given and do what John did. Prepare the way for the Lord. Show people the way of salvation. Find those who sit in that shadow of death and sit next to them. Hold their hand. Weep with them if you must. Give them love. And above all, show them the light and declare that the dawn is coming. That in Jesus, God's love and kindness will shine upon us like the sun that rises in the sky. Declare that that dawn is coming and let the Holy Spirit guide us on the path of peace. Please pray with me. Loving and mighty God, you fulfilled your promise to save us when Jesus, your Son, became one of us. We are no longer in the dark, for you let your light shine on us, bringing us your salvation now, setting us free from our sins, and letting us become fully human with Jesus, and going with him in your way of peace and love. Let him be our strength this Christmas time, that through him and growing in his humanity, we may be your beloved sons and daughters. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus.